This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Again, we talk about the teams that have a chance to win the national championship. You got to get your team into the discussion to be good enough to make the fallout. Thursday night, the defending national champions, the Clemson Tigers, trounced Georgia Tech. It was 52-14 in the debut of Jeff Collins at Tech, but the story was all about Clemson. And Dabo Swinney says, overall, I was very pleased with the effort.
Really proud of the team, proud of the staff. Tremendous job, you know, showing up and being ready to go. So a good opener, a good start, good first game, played 90 guys. So a lot of enthusiasm in the locker room, a lot of fun in the locker room, and just good to get a game under our belt. We accomplished our first goal, which is to win the opener, and we'll grow from there.
Travis Etienne, reigning ACC Player of the Year, rushing for a career-high 205 yards and 3 touchdowns. Clemson will remain at home. They're going to face number 12, Texas A&M, next Saturday. That is going to be a showdown. You remember the game last year? It was awesome. You can't miss that one coming up next week. Number 2, Alabama taking on Duke here in Atlanta. They had to battle the Dragon Con crowds that were in town. But there were no superheroes on the Duke sideline as Alabama rolled. Here's Eli Gold from the Learfield IMG College Network.
Tua again, play action, rolls right, stands in, throws wide open, Forrestall, the tight end of the 10. He's down the left side, 5. He'll power in. Touchdown, Alabama. That was 27 yards of a beauty to Miller Forrestall, the tight end out of Cartersville, Georgia.
Tua Tagovailoa threw for 336 yards, 4 TDs. Alabama wins 42-3 in a blowout, and Alabama will now host New Mexico State in the first game of the season at Bryant-Denny Stadium coming up. But Nick Saban says, oh, wait a minute, there's improvement to come.
It's a good win for us. I don't think one game sort of reestablishes anything. I think you got to do it over time, and I think you have to do it as a team, and everybody's got to buy into it, and hopefully this group has been good that way, and we certainly hope we can continue to improve and build on what we did out there tonight.
Well, the Georgia Bulldogs, number 3 in the country, opened up the season in Nashville and literally took over Nashville. Had like 75% of the crowd at a Vanderbilt home game. Here's Scott Howard from the Learfield IMG College Network.
Fromm looks to pass. He's got time. Into the end zone. Touchdown! In the back left corner, Demetrius Robertson in his first career catch as a Bulldog. It's a touchdown as he scampered from right to left across the back line of the end zone.
Listen to Scott Howard. Demetrius. Not Demetrius Robertson. Get the guy's name right, Scott. Doing a good job there. Jake Fromm throwing for 156 yards and a touchdown. Bulldogs won their 20th opener in 23 seasons. Also won their 14th straight against the SEC Eastern Division in their first league game to open a season since 1995. Georgia hosts Murray State next Saturday. And Kirby Smart says that was good.
We've still got a long way to go. We didn't have a lot. We had a lot of undisciplined penalties and didn't play efficiently in the second half, at least offensively. But I'm proud of our guys. I don't take it lightly when you go on the road in a SEC opener and you open up with, you know, a couple touchdowns, 2 or 3 touchdowns in a row. I think that's big. We had a lot of young guys on defense step up and play well.
We got a great game to watch tonight. Oklahoma and Houston. Little Sunday night football. Oklahoma quarterback is transfer Jalen Hurts from Alabama. He started the 2016 and 2017 seasons and led Alabama to a 26-2 overall record. The teams met in the 2016 opener, and number 15 Houston pulled a 33-23 stunner over the third-ranked Sooners at that time. This is good television tonight, folks. You're not going to want to miss it. Ohio State had a Georgia quarterback, ex-Georgia quarterback, and from Georgia, Justin Fields making his debut. Here's the one of my favorite voices in college football, Paul Keels from Learfield IMG College.
Fields under center, fakes the handoff to Dobbins, sets his feet to throw, fires middle of the field in the end zone, caught. Touchdown, Chris Olave on a 29-yard scoring toss through the air. And they're making it look easy right now, Ohio State, as they have a 27-0 lead over Florida Atlantic.
Ohio State romps 45-21. Justin Fields, four TD passes, ran for another score in his first game for Ohio State, finishing 18 of 25 for 234 yards. The Buckeyes have Cincinnati next week, which took down UCLA 24-14 in their opener on Thursday night. Chip Kelly. Number six, LSU, taking on Georgia Southern. This one, a complete laugher. You don't believe me? Here's Chris Blair from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Emory again will be the single back. This time Burrow going to move under center. Trip receivers to the right. One lone receiver to the left side. Quick screen. Gets it to Marshall. Marshall at the four. Rolls on into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers! 3-yard touchdown pass. Marshall's second touchdown reception of the night. And that'll make it 34-0 LSU.
Joe Burrow tying an LSU single-game record. Five TD passes before halftime in the 55-3 victory. Their point total, the most in a non-overtime game since they scored 63 against New Mexico State in 2014. LSU visiting Texas next Saturday. We get LSU Texas, and we get Clemson Texas A&M. Those are some great games coming up next weekend. Number seven, Michigan, taking on Middle Tennessee State. Here's Jim Brandstatter from Learfield IMG College.
Claps, gets the ball, looks to throw, throws. It's McCune at the 10, the 5, breaks a tackle to the 1. He's in. Touchdown, Michigan. 28-yard strike. Patterson's third of the night to his third different receiver.
Shea Patterson, three TD passes in the first half. Michigan beats Middle Tennessee State 40-21. Michigan will play Army next Saturday at home. Really challenging themselves with that schedule. Notre Dame, number 9 in the country, will be at Louisville on Monday night. Notre Dame's quest for a second straight national playoff appearance will be against a Cardinals team playing its first game under new head coach Scott Satterfield. Notre Dame ran the table last year in regular season play. Louisville was 2-10. So, we'll see what happens. Number 10, Texas versus Louisiana Tech. I don't know. Well, this was supposed to be better than this. Here's Craig Way from Learfield IMG College.
All play action. Back to throw. Elegant going deep. Has Eagles open. Caught. Touchdown, Texas. Brennan Eagles, his first collegiate touchdown. Elegant, his third passing touchdown of the first half.
Texas wins 45-14. Sam Ellinger, four TD passes. Longhorns roll and pass La Tech 45-14. Tom Herman gets his first season-opening victory with Texas. That seems almost unbelievable. Okay, Oregon taking on Auburn in Dallas. Here's Andy Burcham from Learfield IMG College.
16 seconds in the fourth. Nix steps up. He throws to Williams. He's got it! Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Bo Nix to Seth Williams!
Wow!
With 9 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter!
Guess what? That is not easy to take over a job as a play-by-play man when you're following a legend. Great, great job there. And Auburn wins the game 27-21. I don't know how they did it. Bo Nix, 13 of 31. Honestly, he was awful. But when it counted, he made a good throw. He also ran 7 times for 42 yards. Justin Herbert, 28 of 37, passing for 242 yards with a touchdown. So they win there. Only one other team gets a mention. And it's just going to be a mention because they're not worthy yet of being in the fallout. But Georgia State beats Tennessee 38-30, biggest win in the 10-year history of the program. Congratulations to Georgia State for knocking off the Volunteers. Who should be getting some volunteers to play for that team defensively, because it's pretty awful right now. If your team wasn't good enough to make the first edition of the Fallout, challenge them. Say you need to be better, and maybe they'll be better by next week. And that is the first edition of the Fallout here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I want to say it again. The credit for the fallout every single week goes to Anthony Pierno, my producer, who does all the legwork for that segment. All I've got to do is just execute. And I appreciate that very, very much. Fine hard work there that goes into that every single week.